Amy Files at 39 Pleasant Street. There's been a lot of talk from council about being more transparent and having better communications with residents. And I feel very strongly that this is a really wonderful example of not being transparent and not having good communications with residents. Yeah. You've met behind closed doors to discuss an agreement for really what's a huge proposition for Rockland, bringing a power plant to town. And we find out about it in the Vancouver Daily News. And when we come to a meeting where, you know, we're talking about selling a specific site to this company, if we want to talk about having a power plant come to Rockland, we can have that conversation, but there should be a much more comprehensive discussion about safety and health conditions and where's the best site for this in town if it is a good decision for Rockland. But instead, we're talking about selling this property, and that's how this conversation is being framed. And it's really unfair to residents to start the conversation like this. Now, I have been already in communication with a couple of counselors, and what's been kind of said to me is that tonight is a vote on whether or not to further this discussion and kind of put it out there that, you know, we want to have more public input in this and that. And as far as I've seen in a couple of years I've lived here, once you say yes to a company like this, you open the door to bringing that proposal in, and it's very difficult for residents to then be heard. So what I would like to see is a no vote tonight, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, we can talk about bringing a plant to town, but I don't see any reason to bring it to this location. It's within a half mile of our schools. It's almost central to Rockland's location. It's within a mile of every single one of our most densely populated neighborhoods. And you can Google natural plant gas, steam, and accidents. You can see explosions. Yes, the chances are minimal, but the chances multiply by the many thousands when you actually bring a plant here. The chances are zero right now. And I don't want to live in the shadow of that. And I know many other people don't. And they don't want their kids going to school a half mile from that. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, you want to talk about a power plant, great, but I urge you to vote no tonight, because I don't want to see any more discussion about this at this location. And I don't want to set up residents for years of fighting and battling that you can read about that the same residents have had against the same company, the same proposal in Westfield, Mass. And Chelsea, Mass. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask everybody to refrain from, I thought that was understood, that we'll just ask everybody to refrain from any kind of...